The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, 410-922-6680. We do take live calls on the air. If you've got a story to share about real estate, something good, something that's a problem, if you have a question, when you call and when you ask these questions on air, that means that so many other people can benefit from your question. And if you've got the question, probably somebody else also has that same or similar questions. And I do appreciate that. I know a lot of you have been wonderful in calling me after the show and asking questions and making comments, and many of them would make a terrific, terrific topic on the show. So one of the things I thought I would share with you is I have had clients who have been looking for homes, I would say, for more than 2 years. Nothing just ever seems right. It's either too expensive, the rates are too high, it's not the right house, the perfect house comes on the market, they wanted a walkout basement, another perfect one comes on the market. It has a walkout basement, but no, they want one that's not a walkout basement. And a lot of times, spending that much time on somebody who is always finding a reason not to buy, I've got a suggestion for them. Go ahead. You need to get into the market. How do you do that? Purchase a home that you can rent. That way, you've got income coming in. So at least you're in the market. You buy a home, you rent it out to somebody else, or maybe you live there with the understanding that when you do find that perfect home, you will rent that one out. At least it's putting you in the market. But when you focus too much on things you can't control, such as the market prices, the economic forecast, the rates are going up. We're waiting for the rates to go down. You've got to really make that leap into real estate. Of course, it is natural to feel hesitant. It's a big decision. And when you're waiting indefinitely for these ideal conditions, it's never, ever going to happen, and it's going to cost you more money in the long run. Instead of waiting for that perfect time, it might help to consider starting small, as I said. Purchase that rental property. Allows you getting into the business. That way you can be paying off a mortgage. Somebody can help you pay that mortgage off, and in the near future, you can buy another one, rent that one, get into the market. I think it's been proven over and over and over that real estate is the best investment that you can make over the years. You never hear of somebody who bought a house 10, 15, 20 years ago who can't make a serious profit on that home now. They may not be able to go into another home, but they've certainly made it on this one. The market's not going to wait for you. The market is not going to wait for you to find the perfect house. It's not going to wait for you to take that first step. It's just not going to wait. So for those, even agents who are frustrated with their buyers not buying, agents are doing this. They are purchasing rentals for themselves. Maybe the agent should continue buying these rental properties and then rent them to the buyers who can't make up their mind. There's a thought for you. So again, every journey starts with a single step, and there's potential to thrive whatever you do in this business. It might be the perfect time to just go ahead and secure your financial future. I like that idea of agents who are complaining their buyers never buy. They just want to rent. I think I'm onto something here. Agents out there, if you know you've got a for sure renter, you know what their rent is going to be, why don't you go out and find that property and rent it to those clients who are not making that decision now? When they're ready to make a decision, then you've got a built-in listing that you can sell that, or you go buy another one. Anybody has done that, I'd love to hear about it. Anybody really sitting on the fence about why they're not buying, what they're waiting for? I wish I had a bought. I've heard that so many times. I should have bought that house a year ago. Or when they're looking at another house and they say, I could have bought this house for $50,000 cheaper a year ago. And my response back to them, well, why didn't you? Again, looking back is not for real estate. You need to be thinking, okay, say if you're objection to buying right now is the rates are too high. Well, rates eventually will go up or down. If they go down, you can refinance. If they go up, you can say, look at me, how smart I was that I bought when the rates were lower. So I'm encouraging you not to continue waiting until the timing is absolutely perfect. The market conditions are perfect. The prices are perfect. Get out there. There are homes to buy right now. We have more inventory than we've had in quite some time. There is a little bit of negotiation with the sellers, I'm finding, especially if they've been on the market for a while. Get out there, start looking. And as I say, November, happy November, is really an excellent time not only to buy, but to list, because there are not that many people out there. There's not that much competition. A lot of the agents have said, things don't happen. November, December, they're taking off for Thanksgiving. They're taking off for the holidays. And those agents are doing that themselves. And it's interesting that, as I said before, my favorite time for listing properties is this time, November, December, when everybody else is kind of slowed up. It's an excellent time to list your properties because the people who are looking to purchase right now in these starting to be winter months need to purchase. They may be in between seasons at their companies, school seasons. It really works out well. Any questions about that, please don't hesitate. Give me a call. I'm going to give you a few houses that are a really, really good buy right now. I have a home, 8602 David Avenue. That zip code is 21234. Very, very convenient location, not far from the Beltway. It is in an area called Hallmark Manor. It is near Double Rock Park. It's very close to Franklin Square Hospital. So if you are working at the hospital, if you have a job there, if you need to be near those facilities, this could be really, really ideal. It is a three-bedroom home. It's a rancher. The basement is clean and dry and ready to do whatever you want, whether it's to make offices, make more bedrooms, make a rec room, make a room just for sports, your man cave, your she cave. This house is ready to be moved into right now. Very, very good condition, eat-in kitchen, a sidewalk that runs side to the house, entrance right into the eat-in kitchen. And if you really, really hurry, I know we're getting kind of close. It's the 2nd of November. If you really hurry, you've got your finances in place, or if you're lucky enough to be a cash buyer, you really could get this property to settlement by Thanksgiving. And for sure, we could get you in for Christmas and New Year's. So think about this. If you're looking for a rancher, no steps, 3 bedrooms in really good condition, give me a call. Again, that listing is at 8602 David Avenue, and the zip code is 21234. Another property that I have that we are having a tremendous amount of showings on this week. It's been really exciting. I already have an offer and possibly a couple more because we had 5 showings on yesterday. Is a home. It is a 3-bedroom split level, 2.5 bathrooms. It has a sunken living room. It's got a eat-in black and white tiled kitchen. It has a driveway on the side, easy access to the kitchen. It is on a very large, it feels a lot larger than it actually measures. It's 1/4 acre, but almost the entire backyard is flat, is open, is fenced. There's sheds back there. And this house has got a new roof, updated heat and air conditioning, updated hot water, updated washer dryer. I mentioned a new roof, and it also has a generator. Home at 3123 Betlow James Place. That zip code is 21207. Lot of interest in it right now. If you've seen it, if you're interested in purchasing, give me a call and I'd love to show it to you if there's still time. Another interesting property that I have is a stone cottage in the area of Cheswall. It is probably the most well-maintained, redone home that I've ever been in. It's over 80 years old, but the architectural expertise has been lovingly restored in this home that is 8 decades old. If you're thinking about a 2-bedroom, 1-bath that is in perfect condition, fireplace, gorgeous landscaping, give me a call. Not for everyone, but I'd like to share this property with you. If you're working for a real estate agent, working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call. I can tell you all about it. Or you can go to my website, which is margaretrome.com, and see all of these properties. We are going to step out for our first break. Again, Margaret Rome, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, Made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. Call in number now, 410-922-6680. If you've been thinking about putting your home on the market, if you've been thinking about listing it, but you feel like the task is overwhelming. Maybe you've got too much stuff. Maybe you've got your grown kids and grandchildren who still have their notebooks from when they were in elementary school. If you need help, there is help out there that can help you get ready to get your house on the market, to get your house, to do the necessary repairs. You may not, and you probably don't need to replace the kitchen or replace the bathrooms, but there's some things that you can do by talking to a professional. Find out what would make sense. Maybe in the kitchen, it could just be painting. Maybe it could be new knobs. Maybe a change of countertops. Just let somebody else take a look at it. Same thing with bathrooms. Maybe you can just put new vanities or vanity tops on it, change the knobs, look at the condition of the windows, change the if there's a window, change the curtain there or the shade there. And I think the biggest fear is that most people think they're just not ever going to be able to take care of all the stuff they've accumulated over the many years they're living there. And I'm just saying that we have people that can help. Give us a call. Give me a call. I'll be happy to share that with you. Be happy to take a look at your home. Don't have to sign anything. Just the thought of, I'm thinking about getting my home ready for sale. What do you need? Give me a call if that's your something that you would like to do. 410-530-2400. Or maybe you have a parent, an aging parent, who is thinking about moving. Maybe they need to talk to somebody prior to an agent coming in and putting a for sale sign up. This is not a undertaking that should be rushed. Yes, many times I go out and your house is absolutely ready to sell, to move right in. You are in the minority. Most people have a collection of many, many years of all of their stuff, and it needs to be pared down, whether you call it purging, whether you call it decluttering, whether you call it staging. You need some help. It really can be overwhelming. And if you've got a trusted real estate agent, that's the place to start. But be careful about the person who comes in and says, okay, all of your furniture has to go. All of your carpets and floors need to be removed or refinished. Every room has to be painted this color. And then we have to bring furniture in to make it look like it's a showroom. Be careful of the person who is touting that that's what needs to be done. Yes, there are going to be houses like that. If you've got a house that's in really dire repair that has been abandoned for a long time, then maybe that's the way to go, unless you sell it as is. But many times there's a lot less expensive way to go to sell your house by doing some of the necessary updates to get your home in what we call show condition. And again, you need to have a real estate agent, somebody who understands what you're trying to do, whether you're trying to get top dollar for your house, whether you're trying to move mom and dad quickly into an assisted living and you just don't want to do anything, to somebody who's saying, I've got plenty of time. Let's make the place really nice. Let's get top dollar for it. So again, any of these thoughts, please give your real estate agent a call. Discuss it with them. Careful about the person who says you have to do it all or you can't sell it or it's not saleable. Any questions, don't hesitate. Give us a call here on the show at 410-922-6680. Had somebody asking me about whether they could add a small house in their backyard for family members to live in. And I've been talking with some people, and we're talking about accessory dwelling units, also known as ADUs. And I'm thinking, I'm fascinated by the concept of, can you put another house? Can you do an addition onto your house that would be separate? Could you make an independent place that is part of your home? They have to have their own entrance, their own kitchen, their own bathroom, their own living room. So an ADU would be perfect for aging parents or adult children, maybe guests, maybe even rental income. So I thought what we would do in the next week or two, if you have any questions about that, let me know, because I'm planning to bring an expert in ADUs on the show within the next week or two to find out where you can put them. Will your county allow it? What are the zoning rooms? What are the zoning rules? Have you checked the local regulations? Do you know how to? How do you start doing that? And just if you're wondering about whether an ADU would work on your property, give me a call. Let's see if we can get your questions answered. We're hoping this will be a topic in the maybe next week or the week after on ADUs, also known as tiny houses, little houses. And you may say, well, I own this land. Why can't I just put a little house back here? It's big enough. Again, you got to go by regulations and rules. And if you are interested in that, stay tuned. We're going to be talking about it. And if you have questions about that, let's get those questions together so that when I do get an expert on the show, we can get your questions answered. You can call me after the show, 410-530-2400. And let's talk about those tiny houses and the little houses and the cute houses and where mom and dad can live. Maybe when we are looking to buy a new house, we are looking for a property that has this feature. Maybe you don't need that. Maybe you might need it for rental income. Maybe you might need it when your kids come back. Maybe you just might need it for your guests when they come visit. It's an interesting concept. I'm looking forward to learning more about it and sharing that with all of you listeners out there in the real estate world. One of the things that right now it's November, and up until now, everybody's been concerned about making sure the grass is green and the flowers are there and the yard is really pretty for the summertime. There are some overlooked features that you could be doing on your home right now. I'm going to call it hardscaping as opposed to landscaping. These are the kinds of things that you can add to your home that make it appealing, that add to it, no matter whether it's a colonial or a contemporary or a ranch or a cottage or an unusual. There's always something that you can do to make that outside kind of tell a story before the front door opens. Most sellers, you know, rush to put the plants and the flowers and fluff the mulch up and edge the lawn. They are all lovely touches, but the real magic, the real, wait a minute, stop the car moment, comes from something else entirely, which we're calling hardscaping. Maybe you add a new stone walkway. Maybe it's a patio. Maybe you need a retaining wall if yours is not in good condition. Maybe you just might need to make a simple curve of pavers that can transform a home's personality. Hardscaping kind of gives the house structure, purpose, confidence. It tells a buyer, hey, this house has been cared for. It's been designed. It's been loved. And unlike that prettiest rose bush, it's going to hold up all year long. You put a pot of mums out, they're going to be gone in a few weeks. Same with the roses, same with the azaleas. But these hardscaping and plants that are year-round can only add value and enjoyment to your home. And a beautifully installed patio or walkway, again, isn't just pretty to look at. It kind of expands the home, like the home I had sold a few weeks ago, where they took a front awning, a front porch, made it a little bigger, put an awning over it, a retractable awning, and wound up making that outdoor living space. That was probably one of the most creative use of extending space and enhancing curb appeal. You might also want to do some of the other outside spaces, like the hardscaping, again, the walkway, as I mentioned, the patio. Look at the trim on your house. Look at your front door. All of these things, you want to drive by your house as though you were a visitor. Take a look. How does it compare to the other houses? What can be done to improve it? Maybe you might even want to hire someone to come out and take a look and give you some suggestions. Maybe you can take a picture of your house and put it on AI and say, give me some suggestions for improving the exterior of my home, painting the exterior of my home, adding a porch, adding railings. There's lots of help out there for those of you who want to do some improvement on your house. And you can always give me a call. Right now, you can call us at 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. If you want to call us, 410-922-6680. Let's go back to that hardscaping idea that I was sharing with you, and some of the things that you can do right now to your home. Take a look at it. Is there a clear pathway from the driveway to the front door? In other words, when somebody comes to visit you, when they come to your front door where the entrance is, because many of us never ever use the front door, we go in through a garage or a side door. Think about your company, how they come in. Walk into your home like you were a visitor. Make sure that pathway is clear. You can use stone or pavers to define those areas. You can make a simple border around garden beds just to make clean lines. Buyers really like to see a sense of purpose. Your yard should feel kind of intentional, not just out there. And some of the things that you can take care of is maintenance. Stone, brick, gravel, they're your best friends, but they need to be replaced when they're cracked or when the pavers are uneven. Keep the patios and walkway clean. Right now, it's a perfect time to use your leaf blower, because it's really hard to sweep all the leaves that are coming down. And maybe you want to consider putting in raised stone planters or terrace gardens. Even subtle elements can elevate your yard from nice to wow. And think about it. When somebody is thinking about buying, the first thing they're going to see is the outside of the yard, which reminds me, when you are thinking about selling your home in the future, it is not too soon to get your front yard, your side yard, your backyard in shape, because when people find out that you might be moving, they drive by and they think, wow, the outside looks really nice. It must be the same on the inside. Also think about maybe a focal point. Maybe you want to put a small water fountain there. Maybe a planter or terrace gardens. Maybe you want to put a fireplace with a little seating area around it. These are things that are not that costly, but may really add some wow to your home. Think about hardscaping. Also, think about the lighting. Solar, low-voltage lighting along walkways and patios are safety features, and they also give some ambiance. Make sure that if you've got three or more steps, or even if you've got less, that you've got a handrail, that you've got something for that someone can hold on to. Make it not only pretty, but make it safe. And if you've got a good feature, like maybe a water fountain or a pretty seating area, highlight that. You can highlight that very easily with lighting. And sometimes you can do it with solar lighting, so you don't even need to involve an electrician. Kind of stage the outdoors, just like you do staging the indoors. Add a couple of chairs or a small table to a patio or deck. Place a potted plant or two to soften the stone areas. Keep your furniture clean and uncluttered out there. That's hard to do with the leaves and the weathers. It helps buyers see themselves living in the space and not just looking at it. So if you need help with this, there are experts out there that can help you with that. They can help you with the paths and the patios and the stone features, and to make sure that your home looks really inviting when you go to put it on the market. Anybody have any comments about that? We'd love to hear what you've done to enhance your property. We would like to hear about. So it's not just about taking care of the inside when it comes to selling a house. It is the peel of the outside also. One of the things, I know what I want to talk about. When you are a buyer and you are figuring out what it's going to cost you to live in the house, and most of the time you just say, well, how much house can I afford? How much is my mortgage going to be? And can I afford that mortgage payment? Well, it's actually more than that mortgage payment. Of course, you've got to be able to afford that monthly payment. But think about some of the other things so that you're not caught short. I'm finding occasionally that people will purchase a property, their monthly payment they can barely make, and then they find out that all of these other costs that they'd not considered. Think about taxes and insurance. If you're part of a community, the homeowners association, the monthly budget, and then there's the everyday maintenance, like we were talking about, taking care of the outside and cutting your grass and cleaning the gutters or servicing the heat and cooling systems. These may seem like small points, but they add up. And if you stay on top of them, it prevents these bigger problems down the road, which is going to cost a lot more money. Think about the unexpected repairs, you know, from a leaky faucet to a leaking hot water heater. There is no way that you can wait to put a hot water heater in. The appliance, the minor repairs, a little bit of maintenance goes a long way. And some people are taking out home warranties so that those appliances are taken care of. Others, I heard a very good idea this week. Someone was having a new appliance in their home, and they said, what kind of a warranty does it come with? And the contractor said, I'll tell you the best kind of warranty. Take an envelope, put $20 in it every week, and write on it maintenance, so that when that washing machine, that appliance needs service, you've got a maintenance envelope. You don't have to, you know, jump through hoops. And as he was pointing out, that by doing that, having your own maintenance envelope, that you're saving money, because you're paying for maintenance whether it breaks or not. This way, if it doesn't break, you've got just that much more in there. So the goal is understanding those costs and to help you feel confident and prepared. Don't let those unexpected costs catch you off guard. We're going to step out. We're going to take a break. This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress, and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate, and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. You need to reach me after the show. You've got a question. You want to discuss anything? 410-530-2400. I want to wish my beautiful daughter, Erica, a very happy birthday this week, and just say to you, it's almost your birthday. We're going to have a good time. Enjoy it. I want to tell you about a few more properties that I have. I see we're getting short on time. 11 Slade is a cooperative I have had many people say, what's the difference between a co-op and a condo? And a condo, you're buying regular real estate. A co-op, you're buying shares. I have right now in a very exclusive building in 11 Slade, I've got several units that are available. I have one that's an estate sale that is a great buy. It is a three-bedroom, two-bath corner unit with a very, very large balcony. That is a terrific buy if you've been wanting to get into a large condo co-op type place. Give me a call. That would be a really great buy, because many times people, when they buy a condo, when they buy a co-op, it's not the style they want it to be in. So they're taking one that has already been totally fixed up and tearing that out to get their own personality in it. Here's one that is, as I said, an estate sale that you could get a terrific buy on it, and you would be able to personalize it as much as you want because you're going to be getting it at a good price. Thinking about buying a co-op, thinking about having that kind of living with, as I call it, hot and cold, running luxuries. You've got a doorman, you've got valet parking, you've got a front desk person, you've got an exercise room, you've got a beautifully maintained building. Again, any thoughts about moving now, give me a call. Some people will say, oh no, the co-op, the condos have way too high a monthly bill. In this co-op, just about everything is included, from your heat and air conditioning to your water to all of the amenities that I mentioned before, and to your taxes. It's the only co-ops are the taxes included. Thinking about that kind of living, give me a call. I also have a studio apartment there that is lovely with a balcony that would be perfect for one person, maybe a college student, maybe a young intern who wants the privacy, the quiet of that kind of living, so that mom and dad don't worry about them. They know it's going to be safe and quiet. And think about it. You could purchase a co-op or a condo now for your son or daughter who is going to be going to professional school or to college, and in 4 years you could resell it. You can be saving the cost that you would be for student housing. Just a thought. Maybe you would consider something like that. Again, one of the other properties that I have is half an acre of land for building one house on. And I see that I'm running out of time. You have been listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. You can text to that number. You can go to my website, homerome.com or margaretrome.com. And if you leave me a message and I don't get back to you, call me back again. It's because I didn't get it. So until next week, this is All About Real Estate and Margaret Rome. Thank you.
Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.